The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. There we go. Good morning, everybody. Hey, welcome to the 19th of February, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, community, and compassion. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Done so much for our community. Good morning, everybody. How are you? Today's Tuesday. It's Linda's day that she gets things done. So, good morning, Ashley. What's it look like for weather?
Good morning. I actually had to defrost my car, so if you guys are listening from home, make sure you give yourself a little time if you're headed out and don't have a garage like me. Today we're looking at patchy frost before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's sunny and high near 54 and a slight north wind, which will help keep those temperatures up. Tonight, mostly cloudy. And a 40% chance of showers tomorrow. We have
a smattering of snow, maybe?
Well, it's just telling me showers here. It's not giving me
right. No, that's what we want. We want just water. We don't want any more snow. We've had enough snow for the day.
I agree, yeah. We should be clearing up by the end of the week, and then another chance for showers come the weekend.
Okay. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, and it does so much for people in our community, including people that are out on the who survived the fires but are now having to camp out on their property while it's being built with, like, RVs, trailers, whatever. Shasta Gas Propane will deliver a 120-gallon tank to your place so you don't have to keep running down the hill and getting 7 gallons every week or twice a week. They'll put that in at no cost to you, and you're going to get a great deal on the propane. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Okay. What's the biggest news that's hit you, lately, Ashley?
Biggest news for me as far as local?
Well, it could be local. Let's start with local.
I think local is more important to me. I really couldn't care less about the national stage, but that's just a personal opinion. I'm concerned about the Walmart and the Girl Scout. So
okay, we're talking about a young girl, 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
one of the girls selling Girl Scout cookies, and a man roped her out there.
Yep.
So
and last I heard, they were still looking for him.
Yeah, got away.
So that's of concern to me, and I know myself.
No, it's they touched her inappropriately.
I believe the headline I read said groped.
Did it say groped? Okay, well, that's different than touching inappropriately, because touching inappropriately could be as he hugged her, or he could have, I don't know what. I mean, you think the worst when it says groped, though, of course. Okay. The one that really gets to me right now, and it's a national. And I'm not sure why, because it doesn't surprise me. This guy, Jesse Smollett, who was an actor on Empire. It was a once popular TV show, which appears to be tanking the last couple of years. African-American, and he's gay. Last month, he came out and said that he had been attacked at 2 a.m. in the morning in Chicago. He went out to a Subway to get something to eat, and was attacked by two white guys wearing red hats who yelled, beat him up, called him, used racial and homophobic slurs, and put a rope around his neck. And they said, this is MAGA country, make America great again country. And what I find is, and everybody leaped to believe this guy. National news, the Hollywood just piled on, and of course it was because it's Trump's fault, and it's these Make America Great Again people, and it's just horrible people, and it's Trump's fault. I mean, every other word just like that was, it's Trump's fault, blah, 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 blah. Well, as the police look into it, and they're starting to find there's some, maybe some things that aren't exactly true here. Like they found the two guys that beat him up. Turns out that they're two African-American brothers from Nigeria.
Easy mistake to make, of course. I'm being facetious.
Yeah, I know. Easy mistake to make. Who bought the red hats at the store. They have that proof. They bought the rope at a... at a hardware store called the Beaver's Den. I don't know. I don't write this stuff. Anyway, so, and they did that. And then they said how they'd rehearsed it. Now, people are just like, you know, CNN is backpedaling so fast by saying, well, you know what, of course, we didn't leap to the, to say that this what it was, but in the end, everybody is lumping together all the social media, blah, 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 all the statements, and it's, you know, it's looking bad for the media. Well, it's looking bad for the national mainstream media is because you guys jumped on this. It was hilarious yesterday watching a reporter from, I think it was one of the, you know, PBS stations, ask Kamala Harris, because she tweeted out, this is just a modern day lynching. And they said, well, what do you think now of, you know, of your tweet? And she looks at her and she goes, tweet? What tweet? The one where you said it was a lynching of Jesse Smollett. And she goes, you've got to take a look at the clip. She goes totally speechless. She doesn't know what to say.
The best quality.
And she just goes, she just looks at him. She goes, and she turns to an aide who's standing there looking just like she is. And she goes, well, I think maybe we should wait until we get the whole story. Maybe like Kamala, you should have done when it first broke. And then you hear the rest of them, all these other people. You know, and frankly, to do something like this, there's something wrong. Anyway.
They only want the whole story if the evidence in front of them
goes to their way. Yeah. But you know what? You know, some of this, you know, and you see the newspapers and all this. I wonder if it's because media is getting cut back so much because so many people are getting stuff off the internet. The article that Silas Lyons wrote about, hey, help us out here, said when he started there at the Record Searchlight, it wasn't that long ago, there's 34 people in the newsroom. Now there's 9. Now these 9 people are good people, they're pros and all this, but 9 people can only carry, you know, can only cover so much. And now they're owned by USA Today, so we've got a mini USA Today there who put their, you know, put their stories on the front page. And I don't know how much Silas is like the editor for like 3 different states now. Instead of just for the Record Searchlight, I think he covers like 3 states and I don't know, you know, God knows how many newspapers.
Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of these nationally owned places with, at least in my experience, don't prioritize local. And so, like, on Thursday morning, I believe it was, I saw the headline for the Record Searchlight had nothing to do with snow, had nothing to do with power outages. It was a national story.
Yeah. You're talking about on the paper? Or
On the physical paper.
On the physical paper, yeah. And you get the same stories day after day after week or on the internet.
But you don't have people who are ingrained in the community reporting the news anymore. It used to be this person knows everybody, so they're going to be the one reporting the news. You no longer have that. You have transplants who come in. My experience is with broadcast television. But you have transplants who come in for 2 years at a time. They only know the national scene, and they might try to find a local connection to what's happening nationally.
Mm-hmm.
They won't actually, the news that is local news, it takes a lot longer for them to get in touch with that. And by the time they do, they're gone again.
It's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
There are exceptions to that, but I agree with you. Now, the other thing, though, is Record Searchlight has done some really great work. They covered a lot of stories after that mm-hmm. storm. They got into it. When they have the time and they're not being, you know, pushed in a different direction, they do a lot of good work. The fact that you know, the Record Searchlight is in trouble, we need, as a community, to take a look at that. Yeah, I read the comments about it, you know, from people saying, well, look, if you had not just turned into a mini USA Today paper, who, when they put out their editorials on a Sunday, it's in most of the cases, it's negative against Trump or the Republican Party. This one, I just read this one where, this one article, where they should, Scheer should be removed from office. This is a regular, column, but from some guy here in California. I don't know how many, we don't have an editorial written about us anymore. It's just not done. They did away with it. They did away with the editorials on Sundays that talked about what's going on around here. And it's a shame. We got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show, you know, it's cold. It's 36 degrees right outside the door here. And it's cold out there. So if it's this cold, can you imagine what happens in a house without heat, with people without their heaters on? Well, at 7:30, we're going to talk to our REU spokesman that's going to be in here at 7:30. And we're going to talk about what's going on and turning back on the heat and where we are with that and the efforts it took to keep the electricity on in some areas, a lot of the areas, but then what they were doing to help bring it back for all the customers that didn't have it. He'll be on at 7:30. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If it's your heater, it's not working, you want to have a professional in there that knows how to work on it. And trust me, Alliance Heating and Air are the ones to do that. Any type, any model, any make of heating and cooling systems, they are there. Alliance Heating and Air, it's a veteran-owned business for over 25 years. They've been awarded the Best in the North State Awards. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance is the one that keeps our house nice and toasty warm and incredibly cool during the summer. 7:17 in the morning, it's 36 degrees. We'll be right back.
When each day's through, yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you because you're mine. I walk the line.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners. Winter is here, and it's snowing cold hard cash. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Snowfall of Cash Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 8 p.m. gives you the chance to win 3 games. Pieces for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or $10,000 in cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing Thursday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Monday Serve a Soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 and 96.5. You won't find us at 96.5 today because we still don't have power up on the hill at South Fork. Yes, PG&E is toiling, I'm sure, unceasingly to go straight up that mountain and get that power turned on again. I'm sure they are. I'm pretty sure they are. 7:21 in the morning. It's 36 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Pro. Pain. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know what? Bastiani Arms started probably 8 months after we did here at KCNR. Sarah and John Bastiani have built this business. It's a great business. They built it on customer service and always having the firearms and the service that you need, whether it's gunsmithing, if it's the accessories, if it's classes on CCW, if it's classes on hunter safety, it's they always ensure that their customers are taken care of. They welcome people who haven't shot before that just need some information. They welcome people that are novices, but they also welcome people that are expert shots and just come in to talk to somebody or look at a firearm that they've, you know, they've been looking at and get all the information about it from people that are very knowledgeable. They haven't been on sitting there in their green vest for 2 days behind the counter. This is Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Hey, one of the things on this Jesse Smollett is, and some of our chat room has said, you know, supposedly he received a letter over a month ago or I don't know, who knows, sometime in the past, threatening him. He said he didn't get, it bothered him. He didn't get enough attention. It didn't get enough attention. So maybe that's his thought is that, well, you know, I was threatened. And he,
sorry, back up real quick.
Yeah.
Hollywood superstar didn't get enough attention? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, he's not a superstar, first of all.
Okay. Well, a name that you know.
It's, well, I didn't know it. But,
okay.
But obviously I know it now. And, he felt like the letter had not gotten enough attention. So who knows? Maybe somewhere in his head. Obviously he screwed up. Or I had heard he's getting fired off the, there's rumors he'd been fired off Empire, the TV show. And maybe he was just trying to make a point here. There has not been one late night show comedian, except Trevor Noah, that's taken this on. And he said, wow, this guy deserves an Emmy. Did you see his interview with NBC or CNN, whoever it was? He goes, wow, you know what? He had me convinced. He says, of course, the police aren't convinced. And he said, then he talked about the rehearsal with the brothers. He said, you know, you have to do that. Those two guys were so big. If you want them to beat you up, it can't be too bad. I don't know. But here's what bothers me the most. I think most of America, and this doesn't bother me, most of America really didn't care. Most of America didn't care. Okay, you got beat up. Sorry. But the way that people just leaped on this, the media, and immediately believed it. If you think about this, we're down in downtown, inner Chicago. You're in the polar vortex. You leave your hotel to buy a Subway sandwich, to walk down the street to a Subway sandwich. You get a Subway sandwich. Two white guys jump on you, beat you up, and yell, This is Make America Great Again country. Really? In the middle of Chicago? Just having the red hat is scary for them. They could be beat up, just be, nobody's going to wait on them. Nobody, they get shouted at, the whole thing. But 2 a.m. in the morning, polar vortex, walking the subway. This is mega country. Nobody looked at this. Not one major media, and I don't know about Fox, so pay attention. Not one major mainstream media looked at this and said, this is a little strange. This is just kind of strange. Instead of just leaping and grabbing it and not verifying it.
Confirmation bias.
There's a young lady who works for NBC. She said, this is probably, I just killed my career. She was on Breitbart. And she said, it's very obvious that the media is leaning so far to the left. She says, it's just unbelievable. She says, if you go to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, she said, the women are all down on one little spot. That's the only place that they can pray. While men have all the rest of it. She says, picture that with conservatives, conservative news, and liberal news. What a great analogy that was. She says, you know what? And she says, and I feel this way if it was the other way around, if it was conservative and liberal. She says, you can't have a healthy, you cannot have a healthy discourse in the media if everybody is leaned into one direction. If everybody has now got to prove that they were right, even though they were wrong about the election, by destroying the president. She says, there isn't an even balance. And, you know, whether it's Fox, she says, yeah, okay, you have Fox, everybody, you know, oh, you have Fox. What about everything else? ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, what else? Wherever they are. The only thing that where the people have had a choice in this is talk radio. Why hasn't liberal talk radio taken over like liberal TV? Because people don't listen to the radios, they don't buy, and they don't make money. So so what happens then is that it's the people that listen that say whether something's going to be on the air, which is why a lot of the liberal talk radio stations have gone under, changed the music, or the worst case, they've gone to conservative talk radio. I find it interesting that so many people also were so quick to believe something like this would happen and then hate people who supported Donald Trump.
So I'm just going to put this out there. If a lie is spouted like that and then rescinded, it gets in the headlines twice. So whatever the story is, the initial story gets heard twice as much. Even if it gets rescinded, we still hear the story.
It's true. But here's the other thing. What about the people that, there are hate crimes out there. There are hate crimes out there. What's this do for, so people see the headline, oh, this guy, was attacked by Trump supporters. Then it comes back and says, that was a lie. He made it up. And this has happened several times. It's happened on campuses several times. It's happened, where they reported, oh, there was a rope hanging from a tree. It was by a person of color that did it. They found it. They found videos. They found, but many other times, not the majority of times, there are hate crimes, people get attacked. But when this happens, what's this do is, oh, it's just another fake. Just another fake. So the next time something happens, it's harder for people to believe, you're going to go, well, did this really happen? Or is this just something to make, to make Trump and his people look bad?
You almost never see those kind of attacks on a concealed carry permit holder, just saying.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got Ted Miller with me, who is the assistant director of the operations out there at Reading Electric Utility, and he's going to tell me when the very last customer will have power in our city. But he's going to tell us how many people that got into trouble and how we got people out of trouble there. So we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Clyde's, over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Clyde's, the original and still the best. 1250 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 in the morning, 37 degrees out there.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's. Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda is on assignment this morning. She does on every Tuesday. She's on assignment. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Latest branch, 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. And they are moving, of course. They're going to be opening up their main branch has moved down to 192 Hartnell Avenue. We'll announce the opening of that here in the spring in a couple of months. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, I am here, and I'm so happy that we've got our REU rep here. And it's Ted Miller, the assistant director of utility operations. And Pat just threw you right underneath the bus yesterday.
Yeah, he sure did. I appreciate it.
Hey, Ted, tell us a little bit about you. We talked during the break, and you come from Iowa.
Yeah, I come from North Iowa, just south of Minnesota. And
Minnesota.
And we get a lot of snow out there. It does come in waves with storms and ice storms. So the power lines take a hit out there. I think the biggest difference from there to here is the snowstorms out there are every year and several times during the year, and so the trees get pruned by nature.
Yeah, so if those trees are going to fall, they're gone.
Yeah.
In most cases.
They're gone, or it happens two or three times during the year over a many-year period, where here for the last 15 years we haven't had a major snowstorm. I believe our last was in 2003 or 4. And so those trees have grown a lot. There's been some disease maybe. So when this snowstorm hit, it was a significant amount of trees and significant amount of pruning happened in just overnight.
Wow, tell me about it. I was trapped. my truck got trapped in a carport because our next-door neighbor's tree split and dropped, hit our top of our carport, and then draped down over. And I couldn't get it. I couldn't move it. It was too big.
Yeah.
But along our street, one of them took one unoccupied house, the only one on the whole street, took down a couple of lines. It weren't power lines. So, everybody had power up there. But, okay, now, how did you get into the electrical engineering business?
Well, I went to school at Iowa State and got my degree. Worked with Phillips Petroleum and on offshore oil in Norway.
Just can't get away from it, can
you? My family didn't like that so much, so I...
Now, were you there on a, you go over there for 6 months, come back for 6 months, or were you there for a long period?
No, my family was there. I'd work offshore for 2 weeks and then be off for 2 weeks. But it was pretty hard in the family, so we moved back here to California.
Okay. And how'd you get to Reading?
That's where she was from.
Well, of course, that's how all of us guys get here. Most of the guys I know got here because she was here, from here. Okay. Because we don't get snowstorms like we did this last Wednesday, were we prepared? When I say we, I'm not talking about REU because we kind of already discussed a lot of this. Were we prepared in the sense that the trees, did we, you made a good point. When you're out in Iowa, they self-prune.
Right.
Nature prunes those trees. Us here, was that the main cause, was just all these trees coming down?
Yeah, I believe it was. Our power lines are designed for snow load. That's a CPU standard. And in that, we do not design them to survive a tree impact. But we do have, as you know from the recent wildfires, the CPUC is recommending instead of a 6-foot clearance around our primary lines, a 12-foot clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we have done pruning, and so we are caught up on that type of pruning.
Okay.
However, much of the damage that occurred was because of trees coming from way outside of our easement. And as you might imagine, when we go through and do our annual pruning throughout the year, a lot of customers really like their trees, and rightly so. They're beautiful, and they look nice and elegant. But some of these trees came from across the road, 30, 40 feet away, falling into our power lines. A lot of the live oaks, you just see them all over the place, just tipped over the
live
roots.
Live oaks, huh? Yep. I understand. I mean, do you do any are you kind of an amateur arborist now because of seeing what causes these trees to snap like that?
I am not.
I've heard all different types of things, like where the limbs join. That there's
the crotch
where they join, supposedly you know, with if there's any sap and everything in there, when it gets cold and like that, it'll freeze and it'll pop. And once it starts popping, it just starts going down the whole, you know, the whole side of the tree like that. Now, I don't know if that's true at all. I think, you know, somebody was talking about that the other day, which causes them to split like that, where you'll have the tree here, but half of it, you know, but a third of it just comes down.
Well, that's a great question, but our arborist, so our tree crews, we have six arborists, and we have an arborist supervisor, and
I had no idea.
Yep, and they're all certified arborists with a lot of years of experience. Now, on this particular job, trying to restore, we're also bringing on two additional contract crews with, I believe it's Utility Tree Service.
Okay, so what you know, I'm surprised that you've got that many arborists. Are they out there looking at the trees, finding ways? What do they do?
Well, again, the CPUC requires a certain distance from our lines.
Understand that.
So any limbs hanging over our lines, any limbs that are in close proximity, or even if it looks like they're going to grow again back in, they have a chemical agent they can apply to those
Okay, so these are the guys that drop the trees then, your arborist. Are these the guys that then cut the trees as your arborist?
Yeah, they mostly trimming. They do try to save the trees. But when it looks like that tree is leaning and it's going to continue to lean more or in a storm or wind it's going to fall, they'll talk to the property owners and try to get that tree removed.
Okay, so these are the guys that come up on the I didn't realize, you know, I didn't realize you had that many arborists there. But I guess with this being the city of trees, that there's so many trees out there growing over that you've got keeping these guys busy all the time, trimming them back and all this, and you've got all your own equipment to be able to do this.
Yeah.
But when you catch something like this, this type of storm, is the snow just heavy? It hasn't been self-pruning?
Yeah, this was a very heavy snowfall, very wet, and I'm going to guess at this number, but I think it's around 700 miles of overhead line. And so in that, they do inspect and they maintain that entire system every year. So they're always looking for trees that appear to be endangering our lines, and they try to take care of it.
It's funny, you know, it's not fair to Ted, but Ted's talking to me, giving me an answer, and I jump up and I mouth at him, keep talking, because somebody said we're off the air. No, we're on the air now, people. I just went out to listen to our radio here in the studio. We're on the air. So you might be checking check your own radio there. Well, you know, you may have just answered this, why I ran out into the studio, but how many miles of lines do we have?
Yeah, I'm going to do this from memory. So,
okay. No, it's okay.
I'm going to
we call them WAGs, wild-ass guesses.
Yeah, it's either 400 or 700 miles of overhead line. And then underground line feeding homes and businesses is around 250. And these are all guesses. Around 30 years ago, we made it our standard that all new installations are underground. And as you might imagine, the underground services are much more reliable than the overhead. It's cost prohibitive for us to convert those overhead lines to underground. The underground costs about three times more to install, and it doesn't last quite as long, maybe 25 to 35 years before we have to go back and replace cables before they start failing again.
Mm-hmm.
Overhead lines and poles typically will be like 45 to 50 years, and it's much cheaper to install, much cheaper to find a problem when there is a problem because you can see it. So there's a lot to be said for the overhead lines, but in a situation like this, it's a problem.
Well, how come so many transformers were exploding? People are reporting blue, watching these blue, the blue light as the transformers went off.
I don't know if we had a lot of transformers failing. We did have some. I don't know the exact answer to that. It could be that with the wires short-circuiting because of branches falling and then the wires just actually, when the cross arm fails, they actually touch other lines. A possibility would be that we have several circuits on the same pole, and if one circuit fell into the other circuit, that could cause problems. But I don't know. Maybe the transformer was already 30 years old in the older neighborhoods.
Yeah, this wasn't an older neighborhood.
Yeah, so maybe there was a short circuit on the secondary.
Yeah.
And it had been the fourth short circuit, so the transformer failed.
What does a transformer do?
So a transformer is a device that converts the 12,000-volt distribution, primary distribution, down to the 240-120-volt level for the home, for the consumer.
Well, that's a probably important part of our electricity right there.
Yeah. So it's very necessary. Each transformer might feed, between 4 to 10 homes.
Okay.
So after it's transformed down to the lower voltage, then they'll use heavier wire.
4 to 10 homes then. So
approximately,
Wow. I thought, for some reason it'd be bigger than that, that you'd handle like a whole block or something.
Not really, because then the wires get too long to go to those homes that are the furthest away.
Okay.
So you can imagine that you'll locate those transformers to be more numerous and smaller.
Do you lose power the longer the length is?
You get voltage drop across those lines, requiring larger wire,
which
makes it more expensive. So there's an economy there that's part of our design standards that if you go over this distance, just put in another transformer and then begin to feed other homes.
It's the same thing when we were running cable from RFM.
The
more it dropped, we pump it up on the other end. Or we use a heavier cable, which is a lot more expensive.
Correct.
So it's easier to pump it up than it is to put in that other cable.
That's correct.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Ted Miller. He's the assistant director of utility operations here at Reading Electric Utility. And we're talking about how the main problem we had here is if you live in an area like Iowa or other places that have lots of snow, they self-prune. The trees are taken care of at that point. You know what's going to break. You get snow all the time. You get, in our case here, we are a city of trees, a heavy snow. Trees were dropping everywhere. Limbs were breaking. They were hitting the lines, taking the lines down, overloading some transformers. Causing them to blow up or cease to work.
Yeah, a fault on the secondary.
A fault on the secondary, as he says. The other thing we were talking about, we have six arborists, at least six, and sometimes we'll bring in contractors to try and stay ahead of, pruning out the areas 12 feet away from the line so that, one for fire damage, but now they're looking at it for other types of damage too.
Mm-hmm. And for fires, because then during the summer it turns around and now we're not worried about snow, we're worried about fire. So we need to keep our easements clear of those trees and the underbrush due to fire.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's 7:47 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there, and it looks like it's going up from 36 this morning. Maybe we'll have a semi-decent day. It looks pretty out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It is the place to find that perfect gem for your loved one. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Ted Miller.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Assemblyman Brian Downey is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Downey opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Downey was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association. Stopped a $400 billion government takeover of health care and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Downey, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly. Endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters. 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association. A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Daly, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Daly, he's on our side. Paid for by Brian Daly for State Senate 2019.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Reach your sweetheart to a special Valentine's Day where you both get lucky. Make your date-night reservations at Wind River Resort and Casino for our Valentine's Dinner Special Thursday, February 14th through the 16th from 4 to 9 p.m. Belgian endive stuffed with artichoke heart, bacon, and fontina cheese. Charbroiled filet mignon with pan-seared prawns, sides, and chocolate cheesecake. Topped with wild cherry compote. Only $50 a couple with your River Club card. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine on us. Call 1-800-UIN or visit windriver.com. Dining is better at the river. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM with Carl and DeBott. Hey, we have with us Ted Miller, who is the Assistant Director of Utility Operations at REU, and he's telling us all these things that were happening, all the things they've got going. How many people lost power, Ted, approximately?
Initially, about 30,000 out of our 43,000 customers.
Okay, now, a customer is just a household, right?
Or a business.
Or a business. Okay, so that could be four or five people in that,
sure,
in that customer.
Yeah.
Okay. How many people are left out right now?
Well, as last night, we were believing the number was less than 200.
Okay.
Now, that's in two groups, people that have damage to their panel on their home, and mm-hmm. then people that are ready to be reconnected.
Okay. Now, if you have damage to your panel on your home, is that an REU fix?
It is not. The equipment attached to the home, the panel board, the metering box, the mast that rises above, and the weather head,
mm-hmm.
That is the property of the customer. And then where we splice on, you'll see the little pigtails where
yeah.
we splice on.
Yeah.
From there back to the street is REU's property, and we'll take care of that.
Okay.
However,
so
if we're energizing a street or an area and we see damage that we believe is unsafe, we'll actually cut those wires loose, and once you get it fixed, we'll come back and reconnect.
Okay, so it's important people know this, that – and maybe some people don't. Well, wait a minute. They're right out there. Why don't I have electricity? It's because do you leave a note, though?
We do. We leave
put
a door hanger.
Okay,
a door hanger. We might even talk to the people. We are trying to get the word out. And then I'll even add that in the areas where we are restoring power and reconnecting people,
mm-hmm.
Even if power is at your house, check to make sure your main breaker has been reset. It could be that you weren't home and they restored power, but in order to be safe, they don't know if your electric stove is still on, your oven, you have an iron plugged in,
yeah.
whatever happened when you lost power. So they could even open that breaker to make sure. So if you get home and you see that everybody has power and we've already gone, check that main breaker, make sure it's not tripped or that it hasn't been turned off.
I haven't seen that anywhere in the paper or anything.
It has been on a few instances.
Okay.
It's a very rare case, but
But that's important because you're looking at everybody else in the neighborhoods. You know, they're in their homes and their lights on, and you had your face pushed up against the window in the dark with the flashlight underneath your face. So, okay, talk to us about your men and women that were out there. I am just, you know, I think almost everybody is just so thankful about what they were doing out there. I mean, the hours they worked, I mean, they were out there in some pretty horrendous area.
Yeah, they start the day around 6:30 in the morning, and they are out there till between 8 and 10 in the evening.
Uh-huh.
The work gets much harder when it gets dark out there. They will stay until that particular job is done and then go get some rest. But these guys have been out there since, what, Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
They hit the ground running. Thursday.
When that snow started really accumulating? Because around 5 o'clock in the evening, I kind of thought, oh, okay, it stopped. I'd brushed off my trees so they could stand back up again. And it was just kind of nothing. And then when I woke up the next morning, it was like.
The 10 o'clock the night before, we actually had an outage. So we had two crews that were servicing that outage. And then the snow started, and then around 2 o'clock, other things started happening.
Yeah.
And so those crews just stayed on the clock until 10 o'clock the next day before they left. All the other crews joined them during that first day, Wednesday. We put out a request for 6 to 8 mutual aid crews, and we did get response. We actually have crews all the way from Southern California helping us because – there's so much going on in this area.
Yeah,
they're just dispersed everywhere.
You know, look at the fires, the damage it did. Everybody takes a deep breath.
They're
now
still,
we get hit by a snow.
They're still working on fire.
Oh, yep. Of course. Okay. Then so you had crews from all over coming in to help on this.
Yeah.
So about 200 people left, maybe, or 200 customers left.
Less than 200.
Okay.
And our hope is, so this is a hope, that because we've got some of that major stuff taken care of, the 12 kV primary lines are mostly back in place, our hope is that by the end of today, that anybody whose panel is not damaged and is available to be reconnected and restored power, that we'll have them taken care of. However, we need to know who you are. So what we have is a map, and if you could call our customer service center at 245-7000, or go to our Facebook page. We have a little application where you can click on it and enter your address and give us some notes about what kind of a problem you see on your service drop.
Uh-huh.
We'll schedule to have you looked at today. We have over 100 people either doing inspection and prioritizing, and those 10 crews out there plus two troubleman crews that are actually doing repairs.
Now, we've only got a couple of minutes left. One of the things your arborist crew goes out there, and they're trimming like crazy, you know, in the 12 feet. But you said if you see trees that look like they could be a problem, do you you tell the homeowner? Could you trim your tree, or do you say anything to them?
We could recommend it, and if we're there, we might actually do it for you.
Okay.
Because we care about the reliability of our lines, so that would be our hope, is that people would allow us to do the trimming that we're recommending.
Okay. So you'll even do the trimming
if it's on their property and it's near our easement. With the customer's permission,
sure,
we'll actually do the trimming.
Well, you know what? People ought to think about that too, because you think, the last time we had a snow like this was, I think they said 1968,
right,
where things collapsing the way they did. But still, things have been different around here lately.
And some of those live oaks and gray pines, they just really lean, and it doesn't take much to make them go over.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a gray pine in the property next to me, which is a business, and it's leaning. It's on a slope. It was always leans, but I thought it had gone down, but it was another pine next to it that went down. But this one is also leaning, and I'm thinking, this can't be standing up much longer. Unfortunately, it's not near any power lines. Otherwise, hey, Ted, there's a leaning pine over here. But I can't believe it's going to last much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I understand this. Okay.
So we're down to single homes now. We are really hoping to get all serviceable homes, meaning customers without damage.
Sure.
Get those. We're trying to get those completed today.
Okay.
And we have qualified workers that are out there doing what they were meant to do.
And they've done a great job too.
Yeah,
by the way,
we appreciate that.
Ted Miller, thank you so much for being with us, Assistant Director of Utility Operations here. Obviously, a guy that loves Reading and wants the best here for it. So thank you so much, and tell everybody out there how much we appreciate it.
All right, will do.
Okay, thank we're going to take a quick break for the news, and Ken Murray will join us right after the break.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is criticizing California's leaders for their lead role in a multi-state lawsuit challenging his emergency declaration to pay for a border wall.
California and 15 other states are taking legal action alleging that the president's declaration is unconstitutional. In response, Mr. Trump points to last week's decision by California's governor to cancel a high-speed rail line between L.A. and San Francisco. He tweets that the failed fast train project was hampered by world record-setting cost overruns and had become hundreds of times more expensive than the desperately needed wall. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Bernie Sanders joining the growing field of Democrats running for president in 2020. The senator from Vermont announcing his second bid for the White House, and this time around hoping for a big groundswell of support.
The only way that real change takes place is when millions of people stand up, fight back, and say, enough is enough. We're going to have a government that works for all of us, not just the few.
A 77-year-old self-proclaimed Democratic socialist on CBS This Morning. Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein expected to leave his post within a matter of weeks. That word from an unnamed Justice Department official coming as no real surprise.
The official, speaking to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity, says Rosenstein is expected to depart by the middle of next month. The White House could name his replacement this week. With last week's confirmation of William Barr as Attorney General, Rosenstein's departure was expected. He has been on the job for nearly 2 years, overseeing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation after then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself. Mike Hempen, Washington.
On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 37 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index 8 points higher. The S&P down a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at OneStockRetirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news in March. Go to OneStockRetirement.com now.
ISIS terrorists are leaving Syria, and they're lining their pockets in the process. We got the latest from the Media Line's Charles Biebler there.
More than 1,000 Islamic State terrorists likely have fled Syria to Iraq with upwards of $200 million. U.S. military officials fear that ISIS members have been blending in with civilians escaping eastern Syria amid a major push by American-backed Kurdish forces to oust the terror group from its last remaining stronghold. President Donald Trump intends to as quickly as possible withdraw some 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria, even though American intelligence agencies estimate that 20,000 to 30,000 Islamic State members remain in the Middle East. And after being decimated in Syria, there's concern that ISIS will attempt to regroup in other theaters like Afghanistan, Libya, and the Sinai Peninsula. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. China's economy czar heads to Washington later this week, 2 days of talks aimed at ending a tariff fight over Beijing's technology practices.
The announcement, carried by the official Xinhua news agency, follows talks last week in Beijing that a U.S. envoy said made headway on key issues. Negotiators face a March 2nd deadline for planned American tariff hikes on $200 billion of Chinese imports to take effect. Xinhua said Vice Premier Liu He will hold talks with the top U.S. trade envoy, Robert Lighthizer, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg making her public return to the bench 8 weeks after lung cancer surgery. The 85-year-old justice expected to join her eight colleagues today as the court meets for a public session. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 39 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 and 96.5. 96.5 is not on the air right now after being on the air for great for 5 days because there's no power up to South Fork. When they get that back, I'm sure AT&T, or not AT&T, but PG&E is just working diligently on that. Probably have 200, 300, maybe 400 people trying to get power back to our transmitter. Hey, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassion, community, and caring. That's what they stand for. That's what they're about. Ashley, what's our weather look like for the rest of the week?
We are looking at patchy frost this morning, but mostly sunny throughout the day. Tomorrow is going to be our best chance of showers throughout the week until we get to Saturday. We'll have mostly sunny, mostly clear for the rest of the week, besides tomorrow.
Cool. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned business. Out of there. 8:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. My guest today is Ken Murray. It's Tuesday, so I could either have Linda or Ken. So this is Linda's day off, so now I have Ken. Ken Murray.
Good morning, girl.
What can I say to this? The poet laureate
I don't think
of
so.
The North State. Now, when he walks in, he says, I got something that's going to blow your socks off. And since I don't wear socks, okay. But I'm ready. Good morning. How are you, Ken? How did the snow hit you, buddy?
Do you wear any other underwear?
That, of course, is none of your business.
Well, you don't wear
socks. I spent a lot of time in the jungle there, buddy. How did the snow hit you? I mean,
well, the worst day of the snow was last Tuesday when I was here. I slipped and fell down your stairs.
Oh, my God, that's right.
I cracked a rib.
When did it start?
You did?
Yeah. I thought the snow was Wednesday. Oh, you just came by Wednesday.
Oh, I was Wednesday when I
That's
was
right. Here. You came by Wednesday because I was going to say it didn't snow Tuesday. Oh, you went down. When you went down, that's why I hanging on, I came down the stairs and just asked if you were okay. No, I'm okay. Oh, I'm okay. Cracked a rib, huh?
Yeah, I did.
So is there a lawsuit?
I haven't figured out if you have any money yet.
Not me.
I
figured you spent
it all
mine.
On an FM station. It's not on the air.
No. It's not me. I don't own those steps. I own nothing.
I want to talk about the record searchlight.
I talked a little bit about them this morning, so lay it on us.
All right. And I want to go back in history. Okay. When I first moved to town, Paul Bodenhammer was the editor of the Record Searchlight. In fact, the first newspaper I ever read, the Record Searchlight in town, the editorial was Paul Bodenhammer, who'd been out on a bender the night before, and he was lamenting the lack of a decent martini anywhere in town, and he proceeded in the editorial column to give the recipe for the perfect martini. That was my introduction to the Record Searchlight. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
you know what? That'd be kind of cool, really. Yeah. That's different.
Then we had Bob Etkin after Bodenhammer. Bob was a friend of mine. He's the guy that computerized the Record Searchlight. And he was an interesting guy. He was very involved in the community, involved in Rotary, involved in a lot of things. In fact, he put his job on hold as editor to run the campaign for Measure L, which was a measure to get the library up and running here in town.
Oh, okay.
Because the library was shut down. So and the measure went down, but he
imagine a county seat, the largest town in the whole area doesn't have a library. It's hard to imagine.
He also had a column called Shasta Sam. Shasta Sam was the local gossip column, and mainly it was stories about people he knew in Rotary that it had some funny or weird thing going on. That it was known to the in crowd, but not known generally in the public, and he just blast them in the Shasta Sam column.
Well, that must have been a lot of fun for that person.
It was fun.
Did he give names?
It wasn't mean. It was funny.
Okay.
Then after Edgen, we had Tom King, and Tom King was a newspaper man in the traditional sense, and ran a good newspaper. And after that was some gal whose name I can't remember now, Kelly, I think. And after that, we wound up with Silas Lyons. And Silas has been there, I don't know, 10 or 11 years now. At the time Silas Lyons took over, or after Silas Lyons took over, it became fairly clear to me, at least, and to some, that the newspaper was on the way down the toilet. At the time, it was owned by Scripps Howard, and Scripps had both television, radio, and or television stations and newspapers in many communities in the United States. The newspaper was sold off, I think, to Gannett or somebody like that.
I think Scripps sold it to somebody.
I think it was Gannett.
In between Gannett.
Well,
Gannett.
It was whoever there.
Yeah, but there was somebody else in there, and then USA Today bought it.
Yeah. But when Scripps split the newspaper off from the rest of their media empire,
right.
Their newspaper division off,
yeah.
They gave them a bunch of money, millions of dollars. It was part of the breakup of the conglomerate. And I talked to Silas at that time, and I said, "You guys are on the way out." And he said, "Not with the Infusionist cash, and now being separated, we're going to be stronger and better than ever."
Yeah, I remember him saying that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Guess what? That wasn't quite an accurate prediction. Then it was sold to USA Today. Now, Silas wrote an editorial in Sunday's newspaper.
Yeah.
In which he said,
I commented on that today.
We need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you how to help here in a minute when I get there. They've gone from 47 employees in the newsroom down to 9 employees at the newsroom.
As of today.
Which leads me to why the thing is almost useless anymore as a newspaper.
Okay, let's stop right there. Why is the Record Searchlight useless as a newspaper? We're going to take an early break because I know it's going to take a little bit longer. We're going to take a break now. It's 42 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and her people. Every one of her caregivers are licensed by the state. They've passed all the background checks, DMV screening, drug testing, all of it. They're going to have, you'll have nothing but great care from Sharon Clark and her caregivers. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. And Sharon, whose business, Home Helpers, that it's her business, she started 15 years ago, has been rated number one in healthcare and home healthcare for years and years by so many different agencies. Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Ken Murray telling us why the Record Searchlight is on its way out.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town. I was dying in a small town, oh, small community. All my friends are from small town.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to that, but I don't think I've ever heard that song before, Ashley.
It's called Sold. We were talking about selling the Record Searchlight. It made sense in my brain.
Oh, Sold. Okay, I got it. Sold. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance. Judy Maxwell has been helping families, seniors, business owners, and especially veterans since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441 if you have any type of insurance or financial needs. It's all there under one roof. And Judy is the one who handles our insurance. So, you know, we trust her. Judy Maxwell. Give her a call, 221-0441. Hey, we're here with Ken Murray. It's 8:18 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're talking about, he's talking about the apparent demise of the Record Searchlight.
I am.
And it's based on an editorial that Silas wrote about,
needs
hey,
help.
We need help. And he's reaching out to the community.
I'm helping him.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so. Let's talk about the paper that was and the paper that is. And these are in no particular order, but these are things that are no longer in the paper.
Okay.
No longer is there any in-depth local sports reporting. Apparently, nobody covers it all. I'll give you an example. Athlete of the Week. Yeah. Athlete of the Week is a creation of the Record Searchlight that's not based on the best athlete, but who gets the most tweets in the news.
Most votes, right.
Most votes. So the person who is or family who has a child who is the most
the most astute with media savvy
stuff,
yeah,
gets the votes. I don't know if they're the best athlete. Number two, this was dear to my heart. They dumped the bridge column, which really irritates me. Number three. Wait,
what was the bridge column?
They had a, you know, like aces on bridge, a regular column with a bridge hand and any analysis of the hand on the crossword page, on the puzzle page.
Oh,
bridge,
the puzzle.
The games.
Okay.
The bridge card game. Okay. Number three, I just noticed they have reduced the obituaries to one line. If you look at the.
Unless you pay for them.
Well, you've always had to pay for obituaries, but prior to the last couple of months, there was a short paragraph that John Doe died, blah, 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 someplace.
Right.
Now it's one line at the top of the page.
You noticed it's on the front page, on the inside of the front page?
Right. That's where it is.
Has it always been there? This hasn't always been there.
I think so.
Yeah.
These aren't in order,
right.
They quit doing candidate endorsements, which is just nuts.
I don't think they've totally stopped it, have they?
They have. Apparently, I mean, I'm just guessing, apparently they're afraid of losing advertisers, number one, or number two, they're not involved enough in the community to know what's going on politically. But they don't do them anymore. And that takes away some of their power. Another thing, advertisers, other than inserts, I mean, my paper's full of inserts, especially Wednesdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
But why is there so little advertising anywhere? Well, I'll give you one reason. One reason is, I mean, Craigslist has more ads on it than the Record Searchlight for houses for rent. Or cars for sale, or anything. I mean, they lost the automobile, they lost the real estate advertising years ago because they jacked the rates up so high that it was cheaper to for the realtors to join together in a real estate book and do their advertising that way.
Mm-hmm.
But more recently. When USA Today bought it out, they doubled the price of legal notices. Now, legal notices are interesting because they're
you have to do it.
You have to do it. They're mandated by law.
Right.
Okay. And they're primarily paid for by cities and counties and governmental entities.
Sure.
And foreclosure companies. They doubled the price of them.
Because there's nobody else that can do it, right?
Right. USA bought them and said, well, hey, we can jack up the profit here because we have no competition. The other thing that I've noticed is that in the last several months is that the biggest advertiser in the Record Searchlight
is a Record Searchlight.
Well, now let me get my head wrapped around this, okay? You're absolutely correct.
Am I? Okay.
It's the biggest advertiser in the newspaper. And I look at that and I think to myself, why are they advertising in a medium that doesn't have advertisers? Why wouldn't it be better if they bought ads on the radio or on television saying, hi, advertise the Record Searchlight? If they got to advertise in their own newspaper, there's a problem by definition.
So I don't actually get the newspaper. I probably should, but I don't where I am right now. Are they advertising for, like, tomorrow's newspaper? Are they advertising just, like, Record Searchlight reinforcing branding? What does that look like?
They're reinforcing their own branding.
Okay. Because if they're like, okay, we've been following this investigative journalism thing for a week, and that our campaign of ads on that start tomorrow, so get tomorrow's newspaper. That would kind of make sense.
No, that's not what they're advertising. They're advertising, do advertising in the Record Searchlight because we do advertising.
Space to fill.
Yeah.
I was like, we didn't sell this slot, so we're going to put it in about ourselves. Okay, that makes sense. Continue.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I will. The biggest problem is that back in the olden days, the Record Searchlight came out about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. It was an afternoon daily newspaper. At some point in the cycle, and I think this was during Edgen's term, they became a morning newspaper. When they were a morning newspaper, they went to their writers and editorial writers and everybody, you know, put the paper to bed about 10:30 at night for a late breaking story. But they went to press at 11 o'clock. And you got your prep newspaper at 6 a.m. the next morning. So I had what happened in town yesterday up through yesterday evening delivered to my door this morning. Well, that changed for whatever reason. Now they put the paper to bed probably at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm guessing at that because my newspaper is delivered at midnight. Because my newspaper is delivered at midnight, they don't have any of the breaking stories that happened yesterday evening. If you want to know what happened last night, you'll read about it in the Record Searchlight tomorrow.
A day and a half later.
Okay. And it just, you know, apparently the hope is that drives everyone to their website where they are in real time and their reporters get it out. But what's the use of the newspaper? And for those of us who don't like looking at the computer in the morning to find out what's going on in the world, but like sitting down with a newspaper and reading it and knowing, we're always a day late.
Mm-hmm.
Always a day late. And it drives me crazy. I mean, if they've gone from 47 people in the newsroom down to 9 in the newsroom.
They're dependent on a lot of the national stories and what USA Today feeds them, and they can't do as much local reporting.
Well, I'm not sure. They don't, because they don't have the budget, because they don't have the income. And one of my thoughts is, well, why don't they take their 9 employees and start putting the paper to bed at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night? You know, have them go to work from noon till later, and then when I get my newspaper in the morning, it will have the latest news from the evening before. You know what I mean? I don't understand that.
It makes more sense, or just to be able to spread it out if you have a morning reporter and an evening reporter at least for local. I know a lot of the behind the scenes there isn't just, I don't know if the 9 number you're reporting is just people writing or if it's formatting and collection and organizing and all that. There's a lot more to it.
Well, nah, they don't even do that anymore.
Somebody has to be the one to choose what's the headline.
Oh, I, yeah.
There's a lead producer for something like that.
Oh, yeah. They have that, but what they don't have is a spell check. They used to have editors, right?
You turn in your
copy to a copy editor, and the copy editor would read through it, and, you know, they don't have a smart, literate copy editor anymore because it's obvious from reading the newspaper they're doing spell check and language check by computer, and computers are more fallible than a professional copy editor.
Absolutely.
And so I see these weird sentences in there. They mix up whether it's he or she, and they call she's he's and he's she's and all that kind of stuff. And it's just because they're doing spell check by computer. And like I say, the late breaking news, when they went to print at 11 p.m., I could get up in the morning and see the late-breaking news. Now they're
no longer
going to bed at 5 or 6 p.m., and I'll find out tomorrow what happened last night.
Well, then I think they have a lot of things that are force-fed in from the higher authorities. By the way, this is one of the great things about having Ken Murray here. I get a phone call, and I look down, it's the VA. I've got a physical set up for the VA today. And why are they calling me? I know it's never going to be good news, and it's not. So, but I have to take care of that. If it was anybody else calling, I just let it go, and I'll just call them back afterwards. But I just knew it was going to be something like this. Anyway, but that's one of the great things about having Ken Murray here. Ken can talk, take over the show, probably for the rest of the day, if you had to.
I'm going to talk about
I'm going to talk about a break. Yeah.
You're going to talk about a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about my biggest hope for the Record Searchlight.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned professional instruction, firearms instruction classes or courses in California. Over 41 counties they teach in at Northern Firearms Instruction. Anything from concealed carry to defensive pistol to advanced pistol 1 to advanced pistol 2 to tactical rifle, unarmed combat, home defense, hunter safety. They have it all. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com. You can register there or give them a call at 530-999-1822. 8:30 in the morning. It's 43 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Ashley, take us away. Don't try to say.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Real people, real winners. Wind River Resort and Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come down and be part of the big game event, the ultimate tailgate party. On Sunday, February 3rd, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Game at 3 p.m. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, prizes, kickoff for cash drawings, and tailgate fun. Watch the big game on 5 large TV screens and 2 super-sized TV screens. $25 per person or $200 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Resort and Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action into one pack. We also offer our guests a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. Stay in our luxurious hotel. Reserve your room now for your greatest gaming experience ever. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details on the ultimate tailgate party, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment on Tuesday, so my Tuesday guy is Ken Murray. Now, I'm getting another call from the VA. This whole thing is about scheduling a physical. It's got nothing to do with health or anything like that. They just are trying to schedule me, and they're calling me again, so it's all yours, Ted.
Sure.
Ken?
Carl, your health must be going down the toilet if you have to keep talking to the VA. You know, one of the things I think would help the record search light is if you just start looking back to their roots. What is neighborhood news? I mean, if you go over and read the newspaper in Brookings or Eureka or someplace, you're going to find out that Molly Givens or whoever won the eggplant growing contest and stuff like that. Or, you know, Jane Jones' dog finished second at the state dog champ. We don't have any of that stuff. The local newsy, community newsy things. And if they dedicated somebody to community newsy things, I think they may gain some of their readership back.
See, in my speaking with...
So you think it's the... to get that feeling, like, and I hate to say it, you know, but this is a community radio station. That to get back into the community again?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, right?
Get back into the community.
Mm-hmm. How about the paper reflecting the community's beliefs?
I think the paper has so few employees they have trouble keeping up with knowing what the community believes.
Well, no, if you just do a perfunctory glance at the community, you see the way they vote. You see what they stand for. You see what they're saying. You know, they vote strong Republican. They voted against the marijuana thing. They're for guns. They're for, you know, they're for things. Since USA took over, we're starting to see on the paper a reflection of who we are not. And I think that's what you're saying. If we get back into what our community is, who is our community? Our community is 10,000 people with concealed carries. 10,000 out of 190,000 in a county. Think about that. That says something. We are individualist. We are people that are out here. We are people that believe a certain way. We believe, the vast majority of this community believes, that abortion of or killing of a child after it's born is totally wrong. And yet, we get things forced down our throats from USA Today that is totally different. They have, USA Today has two editorials. They have one side and then they have another. I don't know if people realize that. But the one we get is the liberal Democrat one and not the Republican one. They could just as easily push the other one out so it would reflect closer to what our community thinks.
Well,
am I wrong?
I think so.
You think I'm wrong?
Uh-huh.
Why? Just because?
Because.
Why do you think I'm wrong?
Because it's a USA Today newspaper, and they're going to put out the USA Today stuff. However, what they ought to be doing, in my opinion, in addition to the USA Today stuff, they ought to be having articles about things in town. Things that are neighborly things. I mean, not about gun rights or abortion. Those are national issues, and yes, we have local opinions about them. But I'm talking about, you know, local stuff, truly local stuff. Now, and I'll give you.
But they. Okay.
I'm going to give you a great example, okay? Toward the end of his column, Silas says that they don't go into rumors and all that kind of stuff. They're doing an investigative study and they're running into roadblocks from government, right?
Right, I remember that.
Well, let me tell you what the rumor is because I started it. And he didn't allude to it in the article. And this is something we can help with. We can help the record searchlight. And I don't understand the roadblocks. Carl, I want you to think back to the car fire. After the car fire, after the car fire, I called Silas and I said, you know, there's something I think you need to investigate. He said, what's that? And I said, there's something that doesn't make sense about the origin of this car fire. Okay, the story is that a couple towing a trailer had a malfunction that started a roadside fire, correct? Right. And the first person there was a Park Service employee, right? Got there almost right away. Is that correct?
That's what I've heard.
All right. So, a Yeah, there's a Park Service employee.
Is this the guy with the bulldozer?
No.
Okay.
This is a guy in a pickup truck. Okay.
Got it.
So, he shows up at the fire. Now, this fire starts less than 10 minutes away from the Cal Fire Station. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there was a City of Reading fire truck out at the headquarters of the park. It was a Park Service, employee that was first on the scene. I don't know why the City of Reading fire engine was out at Whiskeytown at the headquarters, but it was there. So let's take this sequence of events. Okay, we have a couple that has an accident resulting in a small brush fire. A Park Service employee is on the scene. How long did it take to get a fire engine there? Think about this.
It didn't.
Yeah. Why?
The fire.
Why?
Well, and I also can I add another thing under this too. Suppose there was a bulldozer right there. The guy already had it off the low boy to help. And there were also helicopters sitting out at the airport, firefighting helicopters that nobody called. From what I understand, and again, this is just rumor. So, you know, this is not me.
That's okay. I'm going to feed it.
Okay. Well, just the rumor is that when he told people that he's calling his higher ups to get permission to do things, and it took 30 minutes. By that time, the fire had gone up over the hill, and that was it. It was gone. That's what I heard.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
The problem is, why did it take 30 minutes? If a Park Service employee is there, think about the governments involved here for a moment. The U.S. Park Service has fire engines. I don't know if they had any out of Whiskeytown, but maybe they do. But before a Park Service employee can call a dispatcher to get a fire engine out there from Cal Fire, because Cal Fire is a state agency and the Park Service is a federal agency, there is a bureaucracy between the time the employee on the scene calls in to whoever his higher up is, and his higher up calls somebody higher up, who finally decides that, we need to get Cal Fire involved in this. And once Cal Fire's involved in it, then they can call for mutual aid from the City of Reading and the City of Shasta Lake and anybody else that's around, right? I want to know, and this is the question I pose to Silas. What time did the Park Service call in that there was a fire?
Mm-hmm.
What time did Cal Fire get the call? Okay. Mm-hmm. What time did the call for mutual aid go out? And once I have those three times, I can tell you where the bureaucratic snafu is. And I suspect that a fire that could have been put out was not put out because there was too much bureaucracy involved in the federal government employees getting around to notifying the state employees to get a firefighter out there.
But I don't think you're wrong in this, but I think they've already pointed that out, that when the Department of the Interior came in here and Zinc and those guys, and they all said the same thing, is that we have too many people in here. The lines of communication are not, they are not siloed. I mean, they are not quick. Everybody had their own thing going. They've got to put one agency in charge of all this.
And I want to go back.
Would you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. But that's doesn't answer my question. My question is, what time did the call go in? What time did Cal Fire get called, who's 6 or 7 minutes away? When did the first engine get there? And the when you read Silas Lyon's column in the Sunday paper, they're probably going to have to go to their lawyers to get the release of the information.
Oh, no, they've already said that. They're not getting the information. They're not going to get the information until you get under Freedom of Information Act, like 3 or 4 months from now.
Why?
Or a month.
Why?
Because something went wrong.
So?
So, remember the woman that worked up in Lassen, the head of the Lassen Park, and that young boy was killed? And they get caught shredding evidence, you know, misleading people and all of these things?
As far as I know, that's going on with a car fire.
Well, and I don't know. It could be, but I think that here's the thing that's important about having a paper. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 and 96.5 once the power gets back up on the hill. Good morning, everybody. It is 45 degrees today. Looks like we may be getting a little smattering of rain tomorrow. 45 degrees. Looks like it's going to really be a beautiful day like it was yesterday. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Great people down there doing super things for their customers. I'm with Ken Murray, and he's talking about how to save the record searchlight. We've got like 10 minutes left here.
Well, I guess my idea with regard to this car fire story, for example, is the community can help the newspaper solve the problem. The newspaper is having to go to find a lawyer to do a Freedom of Information Act, and the fact of the matter is the people who aren't responding work for us. I mean, it should not be that difficult to find out, A, from the city of Reading, when did they get the mutual aid call? What time? B, well, it shouldn't be that hard to find out from the state of California, our representatives, what time did the state get the call to send the fire engine out? It should not be that hard to get a hold of LaMalfa and say, Doug, what time did the call go in to the Park Service?
Well, that's what I'm saying is I agree with you.
Well,
you get Congressman LaMalfa, you get Assemblyman Daly, you get Senator Gaines. I guess he's still sitting there, isn't he? Or has he already taken another spot? Anyway, you get there and you get their office and say, hey, look, what time did this stuff come in? It should be, they should have that open right in front of them. They should just ask, what time did you get that call in?
Okay, so my suggestion is we start calling all of them and saying, what's going on? You can figure out your story and how to cover your ass later. Tell me what time now.
Okay.
Shouldn't take an FOIA.
All right. Now, okay, that's that one story that he's talking about. Since I've been here in the last 11 years, record searchlight has changed dramatically. I agree with you that, you know, we used to have a lot more local stories, but when you have 34 reporters in the newsroom, when Carol Ferguson left, Carol said that when she went down and she took a job writing copy in an insurance company, her media operation, an insurance company, had more staff members and writers than she had reporters by far up here at the record searchlight. You can talk all you want about digital, digital, digital. That's true. But here's something, my friends, for our community. We as a community need this newspaper. Yeah, there are things about it that, you know, you don't like, you know, I'm totally serious about the fact that USA Today has run this newspaper. I think Silas, who used to be the editor of this newspaper, is now the editor in three different states of the newspapers in this chain. They're talking about, Gannett was also talking about all these other cuts because this other company is trying to buy it. They did not hit here. Well, they hardly could because there's hardly anything left. We've taken a paper on Mondays that you can see through. If you hold it up, you hold up the whole paper and you look at the front page, you can see all the way through it. That's how thin it is.
But it okay? If you use it rolled up as a fly swatter, it wouldn't work. It'd bounce
off. The fly would take it away from you because you're not hurting it. But here's the thing. Those are all true, and we can make jokes about it, and they say, oh, the Homeless Gazette and all these things. But here's the thing. We need that newspaper. That newspaper needs our support. If it has our support, then more things can happen. Then we can have hey, you need to start this column again. We have no more editorials. We have no more editorials for our city. What's wrong? What happened there? I know Bruce Ross left, but he wasn't the only one that can write editorials. They have somebody that's in charge of the newsroom and all this, but I guess they don't have anybody there that's can write editorials. do we need? Does he need to put out something that says, I will hire a contract employee to write editorials?
Oh, they already do.
Well, and you have people that you know, they have semi-regular columns. Dr. Trudy Pratt about health. It's a great column. Comes out. Nadine Bailey comes out. Richard Milakey used to write. You know, he'd come back. You know, he'd write for a while, and then he's been off traveling or whatever. But he used to write. But that daily editorial that says something about what's going on in our society and how and gives it a flavor like Bruce Ross did from around here. It was just outstanding.
I agree.
But we don't have that. And we need to go in there and say, hey, we want to stand. You know, we'll stand up. Well, you know, I'll buy a year-long subscription, but you need to reach out and meet us halfway here.
Give us
an editorial. Just give us an editorial. How about three times a week? And Sunday.
I agree.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday.
I agree.
We can't, my friends, we can't let the Record Searchlight go under.
I agree.
So if that means you have to put out, I think they said $1 for the next 3 months, sign up for it.
I agree.
Go online, pay them $1, you get the digital, and I think you get the paper too. You know, I pay a low amount, but I get the Sunday paper, and then I get the digital paper. Plus, we also get the regular paper here. I pay for that just because it's good to have that here to see about something local when there are local things. At least it has. We can hold it in our hand for our news people. So, I know. I'm just looking at this as a town without a newspaper.
Well, let's.
It's like a town without a library.
Well, let's help them.
Let's help them.
Let's
help them.
They don't need to hire an attorney to find out what's going on with the car fires. Let's find out ourselves.
Well, okay.
I got hope.
I have hope. In fact, I called Silas yesterday. I said, Silas, let's sit down and talk because I want to see what I can do as a citizen, but also as a radio station. And you could say, well, you guys are kind of competitors. No, we're not. We're not competitors at all.
Not even close.
No, not even close. But what can we do? And our listeners, what can we do to make sure we keep our newspaper here and viable in our community? And I'm really glad you talked about this today, Ken, because it was the topic we need to talk about. We got 4 minutes left now. I've got to ask you about is the media so intent on destroying Trump and his supporters that they take headlines like the Smollett thing, the guy that was supposedly lynched in Chicago? Do they hate Trump and his supporters that much? They will take anything and run with it like this.
Yes. I mean, what's the question?
Yeah.
Right.
Has the Democratic Party, they're talking about the hopefuls, if you call one of them a moderate, they backpedal from that? Oh, no, I believe in, you know, are they going to be pushing to the left so hard that Trump's going to walk in next time and win not only the Electoral College, but he's going to win the popular vote?
I don't know about that, but I don't see any difference between the Republican Party pushing so far to the right and the Democrats pushing so far to the left, and all of us in the middle are left out in the cold. I mean, there's an article in today's Record Searchlight about is there room for a third party, because 60% of Californians don't even want to belong to Democrats or Republicans because they're both useless.
This guy, this billionaire that has Starbucks?
Yeah.
Yeah. That he says, you know, I'm an independent. Guess what I am? I'm moderate. And you hear some of the things he's talking about and you go, I could support that. He was savaged by the Democrats. They attacked him just mercilessly. They just went after him. And Republicans didn't say a lot because this guy was a Democrat. Now he's a social liberal, but he's a conservative fiscal. And he guess what? He believes in the Second Amendment. So is it a time for he's got the money. He could be a spoiler in this election, just like Perot
was.
Which is
exactly why the Democrats are against him.
Yeah.
They are concerned that he will suck votes off.
Moderates.
Yeah, and the party apparatus is in the control of the progressives.
AOG or AOC.
But same
who
thing
is
true,
this woman?
The same thing is true of the Republican Party.
Who? Where? Like, give me an example.
Of what?
Of their far right. Give me an example of that. I know what the far left's doing.
Right.
I mean, it's right out there. Even their own people are saying it.
You've got one minute. Abortion.
What about abortion?
Abortion's wrong all the time for everything. That's the plank in the Republican platform. And you know what? The middle of the country doesn't agree with that. They say sometimes for some reasons. Not the Republican Party. So, yes, there is your example, Carl. They're both.
Give me another one. Okay, that's one. Give me another one. I can give you 12 on the Democrats.
Well, I wasn't.
That says they're pushing far to the left.
Well, that's because of your...
Because, you know what, but you are the man. But, and it's time for break. We have to leave now. You get next Tuesday. Hey, everybody. Tomorrow the sheriff's on. We have the sheriff. We have Cornerstone Bank. We have a number of things happening this week, my friends. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.